What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Squad, welcome to another episode. You know what it is, the Type 1 Movement Podcast with me, your boy, Type 1 Tom. We're going to go into some fucking hard truths in this episode, guys. But before we get started, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more Type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. Also, feel free to screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Tag me at Type1_Tom so I can reach out and tell you how much I appreciate you and thank you for supporting what I'm doing and for being a Type 1 diabetic, because we're all in this fucking motherfucker together, right? Right, squad. Majorly busy day for me today. It's Monday, the time recording this. I've got check-in calls with all my clients, but I've just got an hour spare in between a few calls, so I thought I'd jump on. Big shout out to all my clients. Absolutely fucking crushing it. I love every single one of you. Thanks for being part of my team. I fucking love you. Thank you. So, I've had a mega day so far. I hope you're having a great day listening to this, or if it's in the morning, you're about to have a great day. Very blessed to be able to get out on my bike, and the weather's not been the best day in the UK, but I've seen an opportunity, and I went out. So, we love it. So, guys, let's get into this. Fuck the haters. So, what am I talking about? Now, we've got no notes. We're completely off the cuff with this. And I wanted to do this episode because, guys, I want you to be aware of something. I want you to be aware of something that's going to happen when you start to achieve great things. I want you to be aware of something that's going to happen when you start to improve your glucose levels and you start to tell people that you are or show your success. I want you to be aware of something that's going to happen when you start to improve yourself. Yeah, I want you to be aware of this. And I've been on both sides of this, so I think I'm pretty fucking educated to speak about it. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get people that don't like it. You're going to get messages on Instagram saying, hey, why are you eating carbs? Hey, you can't eat that. You're going to get other people, another type 1 diabetics, hating on you. And even non-diabetics, you're going to get it. And this is a great way to know that we're doing a good thing. Guys, I get messages off a lot of people on my Instagram or some on Facebook questioning about how I do things, hating on me. Fuck them. Say this is completely off the cuff. I get like messages all the time, near enough every day, of people dissing me because of how I do things. But you know what? That just tells me that I'm becoming successful and that I'm fucking doing a great job in inspiring our Type 1 community, inspiring those who want to be inspired and positively impacting our community. But there's two sides to this, guys, because I've been that hater before. I have been that person who looks at people doing well and been like, oh, fucking dick. And I will tell you, I'm laughing because I just had a message off one of my mates, Kev, on Instagram saying sorry about that. Kev's not been dissing me. I will tell you, I'll be open and honest with you guys, yeah? You know Tal, I'm pretty close with Tal. Tal here, she's another Type 1 coach. She's been on my podcast a few times. And when I first come across her account, her having thousands of followers, and I went through her content and I was like, oh, fucking hell. Like, if I'm a Type 1, that won't be helping. Yaddy yaddy, look at her, this, that, and the other. And she knows this, I've told her. And I was hating on her. I didn't send her messages saying, Tal, you're a dick. She listens to this. She knows I love the girl to pieces. Like, she's mega. But I was saying this to myself and some people around me. And you know why? You know why I was saying this? And I'll be honest with you. You know why these people hate on you when you become successful or you post great numbers or you're achieving good shit? Because they're not fucking happy with themselves. This is going off, mic drop already. Like, I was hating on other people in my industry because I wasn't putting the fucking work in. I wasn't showing up for myself. I wasn't putting the work in. So I was dissing those people that was. Because I was jealous because of myself. It's nothing to do with them. So when you get these messages or you get people hating on you for posting your great numbers or showing that your life's good or showing that you're happy, because I get this, it's not us, it's them. It's not us, it's them. When I told you that story about me and Tal, it wasn't Tal, it was me. Because I wasn't happy with myself. Yeah? So you need to think that. We need to not really feel sorry, because I don't like feeling sorry for people, but we need to realize that, hey, if we're doing great, fucking shout about it because you're doing a great job. I post my clients' results all over my social media. I post the shit that, my bike, I fucking love my bike, yeah? And I post about my life's good, I'm very fucking lucky, but I work fucking hard, and I post about that. And I get people hating on me for that. Why? Not because of anything I'm doing, because they're not happy in their life. They're not happy with themselves. They've not learned how to live the best life, if you like, for want of a better fucking saying. But they've not learned to love themselves, guys. They've not learned to love themselves. And you must love yourself at the end of the day. And I don't mean being an arrogant fuck, because there's a difference between loving yourself and being at peace and being confident, between being fucking arrogant, yeah? So whenever anyone messages you, or they put a comment on your post saying, yeah, but you're eating carbs, yeah, but you've only done this, or even if you're a low carber, yeah, here's a good one. If you're a low carber, you got great numbers, and someone messages you saying, yeah, but you couldn't do it with carbs, like, fuck them, because that's on them. That's not on you. That's on them, yeah? There'll always be people hating on you when you're doing well, always. And I just use that as an indication to know that I'm doing well, yeah? It's because people get jealous. It's sad, but people get jealous. And these people that get jealous are the ones that aren't happy with themselves at the end of the day. And you need to remember that. And you need to remember this as well, guys. And this is fucking wank. This is wank, but as humans, it's the way that we're programmed sometimes. We could have... I'll tell you a story, yeah? I can post loads of my client results out and post shit and that, and people say amazing things, you're doing so well, those who are genuinely happy, which we'll get onto shortly. And then I could do something, and I could have one comment of someone hating. And in the past, all my energy has gone on to that one comment of someone hating, and it's fucked my whole day up. I've been like, you're a fucking wanker, or you get into arguments with him, guys, honestly, I'll be honest, the worst thing you can do is ever get into an argument with anyone on the internet. Never do it. It's fucking pointless. Just say, okay, good day, peace. Fuck them off. Never get into an argument with anyone on the internet, because it's fucking pointless, yeah? So we can be doing great things, but we get one comment that someone knocks us off our tracks a little bit, and we're like, fucking, and all of our energy focuses on that comment. I've done it in the past. And I do a lot of good shit. I'm helping loads of type 1 diabetics improve their life and live a better life. I have a great life. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm able to look after my parents, and the shit's going really good in my life, and all my clients are happy, and I'm happy. But in the past, I've had one comment, and it's knocked me off, and it makes you forget about all the good shit, doesn't it? Yeah? It makes you forget that one comment from that one negative bastard who just isn't happy with their own life, so they want to take it out on you. It knocks you off your tracks, and it makes you not think about the good shit that you're doing. And as humans, it's sad that we're sometimes programmed that way. But guys, when this happens, when you next get a message or a comment, or you see someone, we can actually see people in the UK, we're out of lockdown, and they say something that you don't like, I want you to stop and I want you to take a breath. And I want you to think, God, I wonder why that person is so unhappy with themselves. Because it's not you. It's not you that they're unhappy with. It's themselves. And we're always going to get two groups of people, guys. We're going to get two groups of people when we start to achieve success. And I do give the blood glucose an example for this, but it could be anything in life. You'll get two groups of people. You get that one group who we've been speaking about, the ones who fucking this year, yeah, but you've not done it this way. You've not done it that way. You've not but this, but that. Fuck that group of people, because they don't need to be in your life. They will not positively contribute to your health, your relationships, your wealth, those three main parts of life. They won't positively contribute to that ever. Why? because they probably don't know the fucking selves yet and they're not happy in themselves. But then you get the other group of people. You get the other group of people, and these are the ones who are like, oh my God, I'm so fucking happy for you. You're doing amazing. Well done. And they genuinely love seeing you be successful. This is why I have my private client Facebook community support group, because all of us in there are like that. If someone posts a good day with levels, we go, hey, that's fucking amazing. Well done. You've inspired me. Instead of going, oh, yeah, but you've done it this way, or it isn't 100% timing target, or some bullshit like that, someone hating on, because you get that in our community. You want to fucking stay away from those bastards, yeah? So this is why I rant on about community with type 1 diabetics. It's important to be surrounded by people who want to see you win. People who will fucking be there when you're winning to celebrate with you. But when you feel like you're not, they will be there to remind you that you are still winning because of how far you've come and what you're doing. There's two types of people. One, the haters. We can't do anything about them because they ain't just happy with themselves. You can never change that. Don't dwell on it. Two, the ones who love you and genuinely want to see you succeed. Surround yourself with more people like people number two. Yeah, if that's even English fucking literature, language, whatever the fuck. Surround yourself and fill your life with people who genuinely want to see you succeed and will be your biggest fan when you get wins. And when you aren't or you feel like you're down, they will be there to pick you up and help you. I want you to think about this, guys. Next time, because social media can be great, but it can be very dangerous, yeah? Or even in real life, next time someone disses you for something that you're doing, remember, it's not you, it's them. Like I say, I get messages of so many people. And I've been blocked by so many people as well because they give me shit and then they just say, thank you, hope you have a good day. And they block me. Because, guys, you need to remember as well, like, if someone is hating on you, and you come back at them with something that can allow them to start an argument, it's going to start an argument and no one wins. Don't get into an argument with someone on social media. And it's pointless in getting into an argument with someone anyway. Yeah? So the best thing that you can do to any hater is say, thank you. I appreciate your input. Have a good day. If you fight fire with something nice, people don't know what the fuck to say or what to do. Yeah? They don't know. Can you imagine going, feeling like shit and going trying to take it out on someone and they say, oh, I'm so sorry you feel that way. I hope you're okay. You're like, whoa, what the fuck? I was wanting you to give me something back so I can fucking explode more on you because I'm unhappy. Yeah? I've been there before. I've been that person before. And I think that fucking qualifies me to speak about this. I have been that one who felt like shit and took it out on people around me. I've done that. I've just given you that example of Tal. Even though I didn't take it out on her personally. I love you, girl. I'm just using you as an excuse, a reason, a story in this. Even though, like, I didn't take it out on her personally, I was still saying things. Yeah? And even with those around me, like my parents, when I've been feeling like shit and they said something, I've taken shit out on them because of me. I wasn't working on me. And when I did start to work on me, you know what happened? A change happened. And then I wanted everyone around me to win. I just wanted to see them succeed. And this is when you know, if you're one of these people that just wants to see everyone around you succeed, you know you're genuinely happy in yourself. Yeah? Got the outro coming up. Fuck off outro. I need to turn that volume down every time. It happens. Most fucking episodes, that fucker gets me. Creeps out of nowhere. So, guys, that's about it on this, really. And I want you to remember, if you're doing great things, if you're prioritizing yourself and you're looking after your health, you're looking after yourself, and not, I'm not on about being selfish because, yeah, you do need to be selfish at times. Why? So you can better serve those around you. If I never looked after myself, how the fuck could I look after 40-odd type 1 diabetics? I couldn't. And it's the same with you. If you don't look after yourself, how the fuck can you look after your family? I speak about this a lot. You can't. And looking after yourself comes in in the form of glucose control as well. That underpins everything. And this up here, your fucking head. So if you're constantly letting haters in here and they're fucking you up, They don't give a shit about what they've said, but you do. And then that overflows, like I gave the example before about how I've been when I've been down and stuff, that overflows to those people who you love so much. Yeah? So I want you to remember that, guys. Fuck the people. Fuck the haters, the ones who don't want you to do well. And spend more time thinking about those who do want you to do well. And I'll tell you what, guys, you're a type one listening to this. Yeah? You're in the community. I want to see every single one of us in the best possible health ever. And I genuinely mean that. And that comes from a place of love. That's why I put these episodes out. Whether it be on Blood Glucose, stories about me, what I've been through, my clients, mindset. Because I want you to get value from it. Because I want to see you win. I want to see you happy. I want those fucking inboxes saying, wow, Tom, you've really helped me. You've changed my life. Or you've done X, Y, Z. And I can say I want that because I'm happy. And it comes from a place of love. Guys, that is it. So I want you to remember, next time someone comes at you with some hate, breathe. Take a moment, big deep breath, and think, wow, that person must be really unhappy. And, you know, if you want to go one better, say, what can I do for you? How can I help you? They'll be like, whoa, what the fuck? This person's offering a handout to help me. And that shows true greatness. That shows true greatness. Guys, that is it. If you got value from this episode, which I know you fucking did, please hit that subscribe button as well on the podcast app if you're not already. And also leave me a rating and a review, as it does help me reach more type 1 diabetics. Until the next episode, guys, remember that, because at some point from now, you're going to be more aware of why these people do this and what the best course of action is to take. Until the next episode, guys, peace.